Katia kera I te iwi kui a ko te waiata te puea mai te kōpai o te kākano hoi nōra I tēnei wambe haka I te aki I taua waiata. Mai ia Brennican ka ki te pōhiri mai to tātou manuhiri mo tēnei haura. Ko Shane tērā, kua tau mai, ko Shane Clarkson, kua tau mai ki te kōrero mo tētahi kaupapa hākina kina kei mua I te aro I a tātou I te hiko teika. Engari me tāhuri a ki tātou ki te reo tuarua ki te pōhiri aia. Kia ora Shane, how are you this afternoon?
Kia ora, Daphne. I'm awesome. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a nice and cool day here today. So,
thank goodness.
Yeah, the weather's been ridiculous lately. Can't even sleep. But so we're coming into the we're coming in probably mid-February almost. And we had a kaupapa coming up, which was the mini triathlon for Te Hiko Tika, which has now been postponed. So can you give us a little bit of kōrero about the kaupapa?
Sure, absolutely. So we initially said we were going to do it on the 16th of February, which is next weekend, but that we decided to give ourselves a bit more time to arrange things like sponsorship and also to really juice the community up. So the reason we're doing it that way is because we really want the community involved. It's the whole idea of this is to complete, not compete. So it's to get off the couch and away from Super Rugby and the NRL and have a bit of fun for the day and, you know, support the community and just, again, show how awesome Kaitaia is. And we've got some amazing sponsorship. So we've changed the date now to the 23rd of March. And because of that, some people are jumping all over us. So we've got Hunter Cycles in Kaitaia. They're giving away a free bike to as a spot prize to participants. We've got Rico, we've got BDO Northland, we've got Far North Pharmacies and a few other places that are giving spot prizes away. It could be a signed jersey, it might be a box of tissues, so just whatever people want to give us. So we've got a lot of enthusiasm for the event. The way the event's going, Daphne, is it's a 300-metre swim in the Kaitaia pool, so just up and down the lanes. Then it's a 9K bike ride, which is around Kaitaia through Paki Street, Pukipoto, and up Reedon and down Dominion Road, doing three laps of that. And then there's a little walk up and down, or run up and down Bank Street and into East Street and back again sort of thing. So it won't take too long. There'll be a lot of support and people sort of throwing water and keeping you cool and having fun. And it's just about enthusiasm for this amazing community.
And it is right smack bang between, because we have the Snapper Bonanza coming up end of this month. We have Matatini, so people will still be on that buzz. 9th of January, we kick off the TRL season with a mini tournament. So it is right smack bang in the middle of everything that's going on, which is a little bit good because it has that little bit of a push for people to be a part of it. So I was just listening to your kōrero. For the people that don't have bikes, will there be bikes available for those people, or is it something that we need to provide?
Yeah, look, most people will bring their own bikes and set up beforehand. And again, most of us will know somebody that doesn't have one. However, we've got to deal with Club Physical. They're able to provide us a couple of bikes, and we might have another couple of others that are stationary bikes. So if you don't actually have one, you can actually sit on the stationary bike and do the 9K. So it'll probably actually go a bit quicker because you'll pedal a bit faster at first too. So and not have the headwind and things. So we do have those options there, but I mean, we're only going to have a small number of those. So, I mean, if a lot of people turn up and they're expecting to use those bikes, there could be a wait while someone does their bike ride. So, you know, we've all got a cousin or a brother or someone that could, a sister that could lend us a bike, I'm sure. So just have a quick word. And, you know, you'll find that most people get really supportive behind you because you're just getting out and doing something in the community and you're having fun and that sort of thing.
This is an awesome kaupapa. And is it a kaupapa for all ages? So can whānau bring their tamariki along and things like that?
Not for this one. We're going 15 and older, and it's just because it's our very first one for a while, and we just want to make sure that We've got everything right so we can get it on and do it properly and learn all our mistakes. And then, you know, as we go forward with these things, then we can look to have that coverage for, you know, making sure that all the tamariki are taken care of that aren't taking part and things like that. And that the ones that are taking part, they've got people with them and taking care of them. So it is for the older ones, and it is, again, about completing, not competing. Mm. So you're only competing with yourself.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. So in terms of registration, when do people register for this kaupapa, and is there a fee attached?
Yeah, there is, and it's actually just come about now, and this is why we're getting and talking to you about this, to really create some enthusiasm. You go to the Pulse 35 website, so it's www.pulse35.com. It's $30 to register, and the reason that is we've got some amazing sponsors and some people that are helping us out. However, there's still costs for things like roading and other things.
Mm.
Now, there is something else that, that's come about, and we want to let you know, as well as doing the spot prizes and having the bike getaway, giveaway, what we've also got is we've got some amazing medals coming. So if you complete this and get this all done, when we do the presentation at the end, we've got the district, the Far North councillors involved. So Adele Gardner and Colin Kitchen are going to turn up and help with giveaways. But you get a medal to say that you've completed and completed it. So, I mean, all these things do incur costs. So, and we think it's fairly reasonable for a good day's exercise. It's only $30, but the amount of fun, I mean, you know, you go to the movies and things like that, by the time you take your partners and things, it's a lot more than that sometimes, and you got your popcorn and you just don't enjoy it as much as getting a bit of sun and the community supporting you and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's an awesome day out.
Awesome, Kaupapa Shane, and thank you for coming on our show this afternoon to have a kōrero about it. Unfortunately, we have to close our kōrero due to our audio restrictions, but I'd like to thank you once again for coming on our show. Do you have any final words or words of encouragement for our whānau out there?
Absolutely, guys. Get on board pulse35.com. Come and do it. You're going to have an awesome time. And again, thank you to you definitely and for your team for supporting us. We appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you on the 23rd at 8 o'clock at the Kaitaia Pulse.
Awesome. Kia pai tō rā, Shane. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Kā tira e tātai mā kuia ko te reo kōrero o Shane Clarkson. Mō tēnei o ngā kaupapa, hākinakina kei mua i te aroa i a tātai te marama o Pautu te rangi. Ki te hihia koutou i ngā mokamoka, hono a Ipurangi ki te pai tukutuku Pulse35.com. Mai reira ka ki te a koutou i te roanga ake o ngā mokamoka mō tēnei kaupapa. Hoi nō rā e tātai mā, me haka iri i te kete kōrero i konei mō tēnei wā. Me haere tonu ngā mahi, nā e haere ake nei ko te tahi waiata mai tō tātou mātanga waiata Rob Ruha, anā ko te waiata e haere ake nei ko Pongara. Kā tira e te iwi kawa koutou e haere tawhiti atu, mautoru mai koutou katoa ki te reo irirangi o te hikua teika, marunga i te kaha o te iarere, iwa te kaumā fitu ira tahi.